St. Mary's and Bold and things. So I think they're starting to really play well right now. They beat Lester Prairie last night. So, you know, our losses are against really good teams, but you want to win some of those games against good teams. So, you know, we still have a ways to go, but playoffs are right around the corner. So we'll see what happens.
All right, Blue Earth area here tonight. They almost got their first win of the season last night, but got beat on a buzzer beater. And speaking of struggling teams, they've struggled this year as well.
They have, but they're still working hard, and they've had some injuries early, I think, or some sickness go through a couple of their games. I know Lola didn't play the Fairmont game, and that's a big loss for them if they don't have her. But, you know, even last night, Maple River isn't, they maybe don't have the greatest record in the world, but they play hard, and they gave us everything they wanted. So I saw some of that game on film when I got home, and, you know, a tough loss for Blue Earth. So, you know, I don't think they've won a game, but hopefully they won't win one tonight here either. And I know they'll come over here playing hard and trying to give us a tough game.
So what are you expecting from them tonight here, Cliff?
Well, I was actually impressed when I watched some of the tape last night at their defense. Mm-hmm. I had a tough time figuring out what they were actually running. So it looked like a kind of a 2-3 jump to the ball, kind of aggressive that way. So I think they're going to play hard on the defensive end. And offensively, they shoot a lot of threes, and we're going to have to know where Lola is a lot and rebound. And we like to play defense, too. So hopefully we get enough points. And I expect them to come out and play hard and see what happens.
All right. You guys have been okay injury and illness-wise then, Cliff? Or
pretty good. Over the Christmas tournament when we lost to Wyndham and Glencoe, who we would have lost to anyway, not making excuses, we had some pretty good sickness go through our program then. And last night we had a couple girls with sniffles. They tell me they're okay. So maybe they were just telling me what I wanted to hear. But I think we're okay. Knock on wood.
All right. Final thoughts. Keys tonight to take care of business against Blue Earth.
Well, we always want to play good team defense and then find the open person to take good shots and hopefully take care of business right away, because the longer you leave a team like Blue Earth that's maybe struggling a little bit to have a chance to win the ball game, they're going to give you everything they have and maybe try to upset you. So we really want to get off to a good start tonight and kind of let them know that not tonight for you, because like last night, you know, they got into that game and tough game and they played to win at the end there. So hopefully a good start tonight will help us.
All right, there you go. Cliff Anderson, Martin County West head coach on our pregame. We'll take a break. Back with more coming up in just a moment.
This is Leah with Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited. If you're looking for honest and experienced farmland experts and appraisals, we are here to help. As every family's situation is different, we can evaluate your unique situation and help you through the numerous decisions to be made. With a strong surge in farmland prices, sales are strong, and it's a good time to discuss your appraisal, auction, or private land sale needs. If you need any help, give me a call at Auctioneer Alley or go online to auctioneeralley.com. When it comes to the experience you need, we have it. We are family owned for over 60 years and treat each sale as our own.
You can search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. Stateline Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
I'm Dr. Jordan Senzel. Dr. Alexis and I would like to extend a warm welcome to our Mapleton Clinic. At Senzel Chiropractic Clinic, we want to help you conquer your shoulder, knee, back, neck, and neuropathy pains. Our clinic has the latest tools, including shockwave therapy, to assist you on your journey to optimal health. Experience the difference at Senzel Chiropractic Clinic, where an innovative vision for health meets a healthier you. Find us at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264. At Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center, they need to make room for new inventory. So for a limited time, you can save 25% on many items throughout the store. From the brands you know, such as Red Wing, Carhartt, Keen, Twisted X, Hoka, New Balance, Ariat, Clark, and so much more. Come on in for some great deals and save 25% now for a limited time at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
And we're back here on our pregame show. Chris Voss, Buck head coach, joining us here as the Bucks get set to take on Martin County West here this evening. And last night, hate to relive the agony of that one here, Chris. What a game it was, though. A lot of fun for everybody to watch. Unfortunately, the ending we weren't so pleased with here, as Maple River won on a last-second shot, 49-48. A banked-in long three-pointer does the demise and keeps the Bucks from winning their first game of the year. And so, a heartbreaker for sure, but these things happen from time to time, I guess.
Yeah, you're on the game enough and you coach enough, you never, ever assume that a shot's not going in that situation, because you've seen it happen often enough. And, you know, you can try different strategies, all different ways to approach that last 7 seconds. And when it doesn't work and somebody banks in a three from the volleyball line, you second-guess yourself till forever. But yeah, the girls played as hard as you can ask them and gave everything. And, you know, for a team that hasn't won a game, it's sure easy to be proud of this team and these girls and the way they just continue to fight and claw and work, you know, down by 12 points and just fight your way back and have a lead. It was fun stuff. And you just said, Randy, it was, the environment in the gym was fun last night. A lot of fans there, parent night. Decent little student section, and they were into it, and it kind of reminded you of what it feels like, and I think the girls enjoyed that too. So we'll try to learn from that one and move on to tonight.
Yep, and you talked about second-guessing how to defend that at the end. You know, some folks think you should full press. Some think that you just pick it up at half court. And one thing's for sure, when it doesn't go your way, you're going to second-guess yourself forever on that.
Oh, yeah. You know, if anybody thinks a coach sleeps well last night, he's not. And, you know, there is that. But I try to go by the adage, and you can try it either way. I was pretty confident that she was drawing a play up for the full court press.
Right.
And I didn't want to give up a two-pointer to tie the game. I was going to try to force them to launch a three, which we did. So when we went half court picking them up, I could see all their kids looking at their coach like, what do you want us to do now? And, you know, so we did have them a little off balance, but they did the right thing and got off a shot, and we contested it. And at the end of the day, I'll take a contested three-pointer from the volleyball line.
Yeah, for sure. Just unfortunate that it banked in, and all of a sudden that's the end of it. But great game. It was fun to watch. And one thing that I'll say from watching the last few games is you're so young. I mean, there are so many players that you've had to play this year that have no business really playing varsity basketball yet. But I've noticed there's tremendous improvement. There's no doubt about that. This will bode well for the future. I know you would rather do it a different way, but just watching last night, I thought maybe was, I mean, I haven't seen all your games, Chris, but I thought maybe that was, if not one of the best games you've played this year, certainly has to be right up there.
Absolutely. You're right, Randy. All around, it was as good a game as we've played, and as good a scoring as we've scored. You know, after the first 12 minutes of the game, we scored well, and it was the best we've probably played offensively and solid defensively. And our young kids are figuring out more and more with our juniors that keep playing their role and doing their job and doing it to the best of their ability. So yeah, progress is being made, and that's all we can ask.
All right, gets a little tougher tonight. You're taking on a Martin County West team that is 18-4 on the season, and I think all four of their losses have been to pretty good teams. One of them was to Fairmont, which they only lost to them by one, which was pretty impressive earlier in the year. And so this will be a challenge tonight for sure.
It will be. you know, the biggest challenge is trying to get the girls back up after last night and believing and continuing, but hopefully the positive stuff carries over to tonight. But Martin County West is a good, solid team. Emily Anderson is a great player, going to be playing Division II college basketball next year. She's got length. She can shoot it inside. She can get to the rim, and she can post up. So she's a real difficult matchup for anybody. And then, you know, the rest of their players are solid and can make shots. So it will be a tough matchup on the road tonight. But we're looking forward to getting back on the court after last night. And we'll do everything we can to make this a good game and competitive game and see what we can do.
All right, final keys on what you got to do to try to knock off the Mavericks here tonight.
Well, we got to pick up where we left off from the scoring department from last night. We got to put the ball in the basket, run our offense as effectively. They run a nice matchup zone style with Emily in kind of the top middle roaming around. So we're going to have to be efficient with the ball and put it in the basket, as well as limit Anderson as much as we can and keep playing defense as good as we can. And one thing we have to improve on is our rebounding. Can't give up second chance points tonight.
Right. That was certainly a factor last night. Well, good luck tonight, Chris, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, sounds great, Randy. Thanks much.
Thank you. That's Chris Voss, Buckhead coach, on our pregame. We'll take a break. Back with more in just a moment.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care at our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
The Tremont Town Center Market is the store built by the community. Their deli makes it easy to grab a meal on the go or to take home. The bakery has fresh baked goods for any special occasion. The meat department offers great options in every price range, and their fresh fruits and vegetables in the produce department will have you coming back for more. They also have 24-hour pay at the pump fuel service and a liquor store. They're open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thank you for shopping the Tremont Town Center Market.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask MinIowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Ready to go here from Tremont, Blue Earth area, and Martin County West, and the Mavericks win the opening jump easily because Emily Anderson had the height advantage jumping at center court, and the Mavericks have the ball first. Emily's going to fire a long three from the right wing. No good. Rebound, Lundquist, and she'll bring it up. We'll set those starting lineups as we go here. Lundquist at the point, drives into the lane, dishes down to the baseline to Shavey. Back out to Myla Eastman, left wing, three-point shot put up there by Lundquist, no good, and a jump ball on the possession arrow will go to Blue Earth area. So Emerson Weir, the 5'5 seventh grader, Grace Shavey, 5'5 junior, Lola Lundquist, 5'4 junior, Jessica Moore, 5'10 junior, and Myla Eastman, the 5'8 freshman, the starters for Blue Earth area. They inbound from underneath after getting the ball on the possession arrow. On a jump ball, right wing, Lundquist has it. Dribbles around to the point. And now penetrates into the lane, scoops one up and in off the glass, and Blue Earth Area has the first points of the night. Courtney Anderson, a junior. Maddie Carlson, a sophomore. Emily Shetler, the junior. Avery Sanders, the senior. And Emily Anderson, the senior, the starters for Martin County West. And they have the ball now passed down to the baseline. And a shot good by Avery Sanders, sliding in on the baseline for that bucket. And it is a 2-2 tie. Bucks have it back again. And Weir on the right wing, dribbles down, goes back out to Lundquist. Lundquist will try a three from the right wing, and it is good. And Lundquist off to a good start, has five. And the Bucks are up 5-2 over Martin County West. Maverick ball into the front court. Emily Anderson penetrating right side. Dishes off on the baseline now to Shetler. And back on top. Anderson has it again around to the left wing. There's a two-point shot by Courtney Anderson. Off no good, but the long rebound to the Mavericks. Back to Courtney Anderson again. Here's a drive up the lane. And pass from Sanders to the low block there. Stolen away by Blue Earth Area. First turnover on the Mavericks. Another three-point try by Lundquist from the top. Comes off no good. And the rebound off for the Mavericks. Anderson will bring it up, and she hands it off on the left side to Courtney Anderson. Now off to Sanders. Sanders down to the baseline to Shetler. And a pass in to Emily Anderson, tied up there by Jessica Moore. Jump ball is called, and the arrow will go to Martin County West this time, and they'll inbound from underneath. Inbounded on the right wing to Sanders. And underneath for Emily Anderson, and she powers her way up for a bucket there. And her first two of the game. Bucks back the other way now. Ball on the right side, reversed to the left side. Weir has it. Weir on top for Lundquist. Over to Myla Eastman, and she traveled, took a quick step there before she got the dribble down, and that's the first turnover on Blue Earth Area. And the Mavericks will inbound in the backcourt. Courtney Anderson will put it in play. Gets it off for Sanders. Sanders around to the left side. Down to the baseline for Carlson. And a pass down under the basket, tipped away by Blue Earth Area. And the Bucks last to touch it. Mavericks right underneath, and they bounce pass it right into Emily Anderson underneath, and she's fouled as she goes up with it. And two shots coming for Anderson, and the foul called is called on the Bucks, Myla Eastman. First on her, first foul of the game, and Anderson makes the first free throw. 3 points now for Emily. And the second free throw, good again. She gets them both. 4 points now for Emily Anderson. 6-5. Mavericks now up by one. Lundquist into the front court with it for Blue Earth Area. Off to Weir. Weir over to Shavey. Now Lundquist right wing. Lundquist looking inside. Can't find anybody. Tries to penetrate and gets it out to Weir. 3-point shot is no good from the left wing. And the rebound off for the Mavericks. Anderson, Emily Anderson into the front court, right side Sanders. Sanders on the wing, bounce pass off the foot there of Shetler. But she gets control of it, and now down on the baseline, and the pass to Courtney Anderson, and she had a foot on the baseline, and that'll be a turnover. Second one on the Mavericks, and the Bucks get it back. Martin County West leading 6-5, 14:07 to go here in the first half. And the Bucks have it on top. Right side now for Maddie Carlson to Lundquist. Underneath for Jessica Moore. Good look from the left baseline, but the shot no good. And the rebound off for the Mavericks. Emily Anderson ahead to Sanders. Sanders right side on top now. Courtney Anderson, and her pass in the lane stolen away again. Third turnover on the Mavericks. Lundquist dribbling up, kind of an off-balance, underhanded shot at the bucket, won't go, and the rebound to the Mavericks. Lola just kind of got her footing messed up there going to the basket on that one, and so the Mavericks have it back. Avery Sanders, right side for a shot, no good, but the putback missed again. That was Courtney Anderson. Shetler, I think, took the first one, but they missed a couple on that one. And the Bucks have it back, and now a pass down to Weir is stolen away by Maddie Carlson. Second turnover on Blue Earth area. And the Mavericks back the other way. Out on top, Courtney Anderson with it. And gets it off to the baseline, and a driving bucket by Avery Sanders. And she's got four in the game now. Buck ball back the other way. 8-5 Mavericks. Bounce pass to Moore underneath. Her shot blocked from behind. And rebound is going to go to the Mavericks. Moore was touching the ball as it was out of bounds. And so Mavericks get it. Sanders will bring it into the front court. Sanders, right side, dishes off to Emily Anderson, now off for Shetler to the baseline. Down underneath, and a shot by Carlson, blocked but a foul called. And the foul will be on Grace Shavey, that's her first, and the second team foul on Blue Earth area. Two shots for Maddie Carlson. And the first one on the way is no good. In and out for Carlson. And a second one coming here. And that one is on the way. Good. Carlson with 1 point now. And 8-5. Mavericks have the lead. Bucks will inbound, some substitutions. Let's see who we had come in here. Bucks, a little backcourt pressure here by the Mavericks. They get it across the line. So Schrader's in the game now for Blue Earth area. Lundquist driving into the lane, back to Eastman. Shot from just beyond the free throw line is good by Myla Eastman, and she has her first two of the night. So Carol Schrader, the 5'6 junior, in for the Bucks. And the Mavericks have the ball back the other way. Dumped down inside. Now back out. And pass in the lane, stolen away. Elena Schiltz is in the game now as well. 5'9 freshman comes up with the steal there. And the Mavericks have four turnovers. Bucks with the ball. Weir penetrates in. Now gets it off to Lundquist left side. Back to Weir. Weir trying to get it down underneath to Lundquist, and it's tipped away by Emily Anderson. Addie Woolheater is in the game now for the Mavericks, junior. And the Bucks inbounding underneath. Eastman looking, and will lob it on top to Lundquist. 9-7, Mavericks lead, 11-12 to go first half. Weir trying to pass it into Schiltz, hit right back to her. Eastman takes it now and hits the three from the right wing. 5 points now for Myla Eastman, and the Bucks take a 10-9 lead. Timeout, 10:59 to go first half. We're back in a minute.
The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson are experienced with all stages of real estate transactions, from drafting purchase agreements to closing on the sale. They also provide the convenience of an in-house abstractor through Abstract and Title Services of Southern Minnesota. For experienced legal representation and convenience service in your real estate transaction, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in Southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
More at Ace Hardware in the Tremont Town Center is your full-service Ace Hardware store. They carry a full line of Valspar, Clark, and Kensington paints. Grilling season is here, and you'll find Weber and Traeger grills in stock. You'll also find a full supply of lawn and garden items, including Craftsman and Toro lawn equipment. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Moore and Ace Hardware in the Tremont Town Center is a place with the helpful hardware folks.
Mavericks inbound after the timeout. And Woolheater with a three-point shot, left wing, no good. Right, long rebound to the Mavericks, now to the corner, and Emily Anderson puts up a three, and that won't go. And the rebound off for Blue Earth Area, and back the other way. Lundquist tries a three from the left wing, no good. And the rebound off for the Mavericks. 10-9, Bucks have the lead. 10-18 to go here in the first half. Underneath, Emily Anderson is stopped there by Schiltz. And they'll kick it back out. Right side now for Shetler. To the left side, Avery, and underneath, Avery Sanders got it underneath to Emily Anderson, and she gets the bucket out in front, and she's got six in the game now. Mavericks back up by one. Buck ball, Schrader right side, on top for Weir. Weir to Eastman, right corner, Schrader with it, off to Lundquist. Lundquist on the right wing, on top Weir to Eastman, turns, shoots, got it, a two-pointer by Myla Eastman. Seven for her off the bench again here. Well, actually, she started tonight here. I shouldn't say she came off the bench last night and scored 17. And the ball locked away by Lundquist on the far side. So it'll stay Maverick ball. Courtney Anderson checking back in. Avery Sanders will take a rest. 12-11, Bucks back up by one now as the Mavericks inside, inbound on the far side. Right side, it's Courtney Anderson. Off now to Shetler, left side. There's a two-point shot, about 10-footer from the left wing there by Maddie Carlson, no good. Put back underneath by Shetler, no good. And a whistle, and an over-the-back on the Mavericks. And it will be on Shetler. That is her first and the first team foul on the Mavericks. And so the Bucks have it back again. Lundquist into the front court. Over to Weir on the left side. Back to Schrader now on top. Inside Eastman. Down to Schiltz. Back out Eastman. Three-pointer. No good from the left wing. And the rebound off for Martin County West. Maverick ball. Emily Anderson gets it off now to Courtney Anderson. Courtney dribbles all the way around in a circle on the baseline and draws a foul. It might be on Weir. We'll check it here. Nope, it's on Schrader, I believe. Carol Schrader gets the foul, her first and the third on the Bucks, and inbounded right underneath. And the Mavericks score on the inbounds play. Emily Shetler gets the bucket on that one. And the Mavericks now back up by one. 8:20 to go, first half. Lundquist on top now for Eastman. To Lundquist, right side, Weir. Weir back to Schrader on top. Lundquist will shoot a three from the top. It's off, no good. And the rebound goes to Martin County West. Mavericks, Emily Anderson quickly into the front court, goes left side to Woolheater. Now down to the baseline, Carlson with it. Off for Shetler to the right wing, and a three-point try put up by Emily Anderson, no good. Rebound, though, comes out long to the Mavericks again. Back on top, that's a three-point try by Emily Shetler, no good. And a scramble for the rebound. Ball still loose on the floor, and a jump ball is called. And it's going to belong to Blue Earth Area on the possession arrow. And so the Bucks will inbound back court. 7:32 now to go here in the first half. 13-12, Martin County West with the lead, and a timeout for Blue Earth Area. 7:27 to go, 1-point edge for the Mavericks, back in a minute.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296. Don't let your engine slow you down. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they have the Senex Premium Lubricants you need to keep your operation running smoothly. Looking for storage solutions? They've got that too. With diverse bulk storage offerings, they can find something tailored for your needs. Plus, they'll deliver lubricants straight to your door. Don't miss the oil and grease sale now through February 28th. Save big on all oil, grease products, and bulk oil storage. Stop by one of the New Way K&H Cooperative locations today or visit them online at newway-knh.com.
Bucks inbound after the timeout, and Emerson Weir called on a traveling violation there. Just dragged a pivot foot ever so slightly there, and they rung her up on it. So Mavericks get the ball back right side. Courtney Anderson off on the left wing. Shot put up there by Ida Roman, who checked in during that timeout. First time in for her tonight, a sophomore for the Mavericks. That shot no good. And the rebound to the Bucks. Right corner, Shavy has it. Off now to Eastman. Lundquist penetrates, dishes off left side. Weir will shoot a three from the left wing. That's off, no good. And the rebound to the Mavericks. Sanders brings it up. Goes to the right side for Courtney Anderson. Down to the baseline. Shetler has it. Back to Courtney Anderson. Drives underneath. Now just turns around and does. Nobody picked her up, really. So she just does a reverse layup and puts it in. Of sorts, anyway. First two for Courtney Anderson. And the Mavericks now lead by three, 15-12. Weir has it on top. Off to Lundquist. Lundquist looking at the top of the key shot, doesn't take it, and her pass off the fingertips of Schrader, and that'll be the fourth Buck turnover, and the Mavericks get it with 6:06 to go here in the first half. And the ball has something on it. Are they going to get a different ball, maybe? Nope. I don't know if that's blood on there or what, but we've got something on the ball that's going to be cleaned off here. And while they work on that, they're headed for some Clorox wipes here, I guess. I'm not sure what what we got going on, but at any rate, the ball has been cleaned, and now the referee's wiping it on his pants a little bit. Now he's requesting a towel again. And I don't know. Do we need a different ball? All right. Let's see if we're ready now. I think we are. Mavericks, 6:06 left to go, have the lead 15-12 here in the first half. Avery Sanders will bring it up. Goes to the right side for Courtney Anderson. Off now to Shetler. Pass underneath and falling down is Courtney Anderson, but a foul called in there on Blue Earth area. Foul will be on Grace Shavy. That is her second and the fourth on the Bucks. Shavy's getting ready to come out, I think, here as Elena Schiltz up to check in. And here's the Mavericks with it now. Baseline drive and cut off there. Ida Roman on the drive, gets it across to Emily Anderson, and she puts it in. 8 points now for Emily here in the game, and the Bucks back the other way, now down by five. This is the largest lead for either team. Pass in the lane to Shavy. Kick right back out. Lundquist over to Shavy, and her shot from the left corner is off. No good. And the rebound went off of Blue Earth area underneath. Elena Schultz coming back into the game for the Bucks, the 5'9 freshman. And the Mavericks will put it in play. So, Maverick ball. Courtney Anderson goes around to the right side. Sanders, and another foul on Blue Earth area. This one is on Jessica Moore, her first and the fifth team foul on Blue Earth area. 5:02 left to go here in the first half. Bounce pass in on the inbound right underneath for Carlson. Back out to Emily Anderson, but her three-point shot left wing won't go. And the rebound to the Bucks. Weir underneath for Moore. Moore underneath and got it. Should have went up right away with it. She dribbled once, which is kind of a no-no down in the low block. It gives the defense a chance to get on you, which is what happened, but she still managed to get it in. And Jessica Moore with her first two of the game. And the Mavericks now. Emily Anderson dumping it down underneath for Maddie Carlson, and that's knocked away from her. It'll stay Maverick ball. They'll inbound from underneath. And Carlson will put it in play. Out on top, Courtney Anderson. Courtney dribbles right wing. Back on top for Sanders. Into the lane, Emily Anderson posting up down low. Turns, shoots, and got it. That's going to be a tough matchup for the Bucks if Anderson posts up low. She's tall, and we don't have a whole lot to match up with her here, but we'll see how they defend that in the ongoing part of the game here. Bucks have the ball now. Here's a three-pointer. Good from the right wing by Lundquist. 8 points now for Lola. And the Bucks pull within a couple now. 19-17, 3:45 to go first half. Bounce pass down in the lane and trying to get it back out. Lundquist makes the steal. Ahead to Weir. Three-pointer is no good. Bounced around on the rim. Moore gets the rebound, though. Back out to Lundquist. She drives in. Her shot is blocked. And a whistle and a foul on the Mavericks. And that is going to be on Avery Sanders. That is the first and the second one on the Mavericks. Bucks inbound underneath. Eastman will put it in play. Oh, and her inbounds pass stolen away by Emily Anderson. Both teams with five turnovers now. Right side, it's Sanders with it. Back on top, Courtney Anderson. Tried to get it over to Sanders. That one kicked out of bounds by Lundquist. And the Mavericks will inbound on the far sideline. Inbounded to Courtney Anderson. They work it down inside for Shetler. She can't do anything as she's double-teamed, but she gets it back out. And Avery Sanders hits a two-pointer, I believe that was. Yes. 6 points for Avery, 21-17, 2:49 to go first half. Bucks have the ball. Schultz in the corner. Gets it inside to Eastman. Back out Lundquist. Three-pointer from the top. It won't go. Rebound is tied up. Jump ball. And it's Blue Earth Area's possession as Wolheater checks back in for the Mavericks. And the Bucks will inbound. Viola Eastman will put it in from underneath. And Carol Schrader is going to come in. Eastman comes out. And it'll be Schrader to inbound from underneath. Lobbed out on top, and it's stolen. Tried to lob it up to the top to Lundquist. But Maddie Carlson steps in front of that one for the steal. Sixth turnover on Blue Earth area. Sanders right side. Reversed around to the left wing now for Carlson. Wolheater. Back to Sanders. Right side, Wolheater's going to shoot a three from the right wing. It comes off no good. Sanders on the putback, no good. And the Mavericks get it again, but here is a whistle. And it's a foul on Blue Earth area. Jessica Moore picks up the foul. That's her second. And that is 16 fouls on Blue Earth area now. So Moore is going to come out. And the Mavericks inbound from underneath. Sanders right side. Gets it inside to Emily Anderson, and she powers her way up for another bucket. 12 points now for Emily Anderson for the Mavericks. Buck ball back the other way. On the left side, and another steal. Shavey trying to get a pass into the lane, and it's stolen away by the Mavericks. Back the other way underneath Emily Anderson again, and she lost it out of bounds and turns it right back over to Blue Earth area. Seven turnovers on the Bucks, six on the Mavericks. And Lundquist will bring it up now for Blue Earth area. Out on top. Lundquist has it. She'll try a three, and it's off. No good. Rebound off for Martin County West. Maverick ball. Shetler into the front court. They get it inside. Now back out. Shetler will shoot it. It's good. That's a two-pointer by Shetler from just left of the key, top of the key there, just inside the top of the key, left side. And Shetler has four. 25-17 now. Bucks trailing by their largest margin now. And there's a bounce pass across the lane, tipped out of bounds by Carlson. Stays Bucks ball, and they'll inbound from underneath. Mavericks lead 25-17. It's an eight-point edge now, their largest so far. 1 minute to go in the first half. Lundquist gets it inside to Weir. Back around, Lundquist on top. Lundquist looking, still on the dribble. Now gets it off to Weir. Weir back to Lundquist, left side. Lundquist's three-pointer from the top is no good. And the rebound off for the Mavericks. Their pass ahead knocked away by Blue Earth area. And it'll be Maverick ball. They'll inbound on the near sideline. Bucket here will give them a 10-point lead. There's just 35 seconds to go in the half. Emily Anderson, left side, penetrates in and fouled on the play. And she'll get free throws. That's the seventh team foul. Emerson Weir gets the foul, her first. And this will be a 1-1 at the line now for Emily Anderson. .7 seconds left to go here in the first half. And the first free throw by Anderson. In and out, no good. Rebound Mavericks, though. Sanders down to the baseline. Shetler and underneath for a shot by Sanders. No good. Rebound Blue Earth area. 20 seconds to go as Lundquist into the front court. Lundquist right side. Bucks could use a bucket here to end the half a little closer to the Mavericks. Left side, Shavey into the lane. Schultz back out, three-pointer Weir, and it comes off no good. Rebound for the Mavericks. Half-court shot at the buzzer, no good. And that'll be your halftime score. It is Martin County West leading Blue Earth area 25-17 at the half. Halftime reports coming up. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Welcome Oil Company of Welcome is your place to turn for bulk fuels and delivery. They carry farm oil and BP petroleum products, keeping engines and equipment running smoothly. Using advanced lubricant technology, these high-quality oils are formulated to meet or exceed the performance requirements of today's heavy-duty equipment. See Welcome Oil Company for fuel pumps, hoses, and hitchstock fuel carts. Call 507-728-8865. Welcome Oil Company of Welcome.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. And neither would your local DeKalb brand dealer, Wagner Seed. If outstanding performance is your top priority, then contact Colin at Wagner Seed today to learn how our broad portfolio of products is bred to maximize profit potential on fields like yours. Wagner Seed, five generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Back here in Trimont, and a halftime lead for Martin County West over Blue Earth Area, 25-17. Time for our Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. See Lee Hodges for all your insurance needs. Well, the Bucks hanging with the Mavericks until that little spurt there toward the end of the half, as the Mavericks up by 8 points now. We'll take a look at first half numbers after this from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
Well, numbers from the first half. Blue Earth Area led by Lola Lundquist with 8 points. Myla Eastman has 7, and Jessica Moore with 2 for their total of 17. The Bucks were just 7 of 24 from the floor for 29%. They did not shoot a free throw in the first half and committed 7 turnovers. Martin County West led by Emily Anderson with 12 points, 6 for Avery Sanders, 4 for Emily Shetler, 2 for Courtney Anderson, and 1 for Maddie Carlson. And so that's their total of 25. They were 11 of 27 for 41% from the floor, 3 of 5 from the line, 60%, and they committed 6 turnovers in the first half. So a little spurt at the end there puts the Mavericks up by 8, 25-17 at the half. And that's your Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs. And we're back with more at the half in a moment.
Here's a question for you. How do you know if you're banking at the best place for you? Ask yourself, are you getting great service from people you like? Are you getting great rates on your deposits? Can you open accounts online? Is the mobile banking app fast and easy to use? Do you feel appreciated? At Bank Midwest, we check all those boxes, because everything we do is all about you. It's not only what we do, but how we do it. Bank Mid how? Bank Midwest. Member FDIC.
Wake up, weekend warriors. Hy-Vee's Breakfast Buffet is calling. Every Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 11 a.m., dig into scrambled eggs, egg bake, crispy bacon, sausage links, biscuits, and gravy, hash brown casserole, fresh fruit, and so much more. All for just $12.99. Kids 12 and under eat for $6.99. Bring the family, pile your plates, and let Hy-Vee handle breakfast this weekend. Delicious food, happy tummies, zero dishes. Your table is waiting.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
Hi, this is Dustin. Are you a farmer, landowner, or investor looking to buy or sell real estate in Minnesota or Iowa? Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited has over 60 years of experience with helping clients buy and sell farmland. If you need appraisals, auctions, private land sales, or just some help with navigating through a transaction, we are here to help. We are a family-owned business, and ag assets are what we know. So if you are looking for experienced farmland experts, contact Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited in Fairmont, Minnesota, or find us online at auctioneeralley.com.
You can search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. Stateline Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Back here at Trimont as halftime, 25-17. Martin County West has the lead. And another busy week of sports here on KBEW. We've got tonight's girls game tomorrow, or I should say Thursday. We actually are going to have three games going on because we have a girl-boy doubleheader here on 98 Country Thursday night. That's Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons at United South Central. Girls up first at about 5:45, followed by the boys. So that is Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons at USC Thursday night. And then over on AM 1560 and 95.3 FM, we'll have Blue Earth Area back over here at Martin County West for a boys game. That one will be in Sherburn at 7 o'clock on Thursday night. So that's what we got lined up there for you. And then Friday, it's a Maple River boys basketball matchup for you as they travel to Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial for a key South Central Conference matchup in that one. So that's Friday night, Maple River at Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial in boys hoops. So another busy week, and we're getting ever so close to getting to some playoff time. Next week, in fact, begins wrestling section. Can you believe that already? Yes, next week on Thursday, section team tournaments get underway. 25-17, Mavericks lead at the half. Back with the second half in a moment.
I'm Dr. Jordan Senzel. Dr. Alexis and I would like to extend a warm welcome to our Mapleton Clinic. At Senzel Chiropractic Clinic, we want to help you conquer your shoulder, knee, back, neck, and neuropathy pains. Our clinic has the latest tools, including shockwave therapy, to assist you on your journey to optimal health. Experience the difference at Senzel Chiropractic Clinic, where an innovative vision for health meets a healthier you. Find us at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264. At Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center, they need to make room for new inventory. So for a limited time, you can save 25% on many items throughout the store. From the brands you know, such as Red Wing, Carhartt, Keen, Twisted X, Hoka, New Balance, Ariat, Clark, and so much more. Come on in for some great deals and save 25% now for a limited time at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at uhd.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business.
changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Mavericks inbound as we start the second half, and they go right inside to Emily Anderson. That's worked okay toward the second part of the half here as Anderson picked up 12 in the first half, but they get her covered. Now she pops out and hits a three on the right wing. She can do both. And Anderson with the three there. That's her first three-pointer of the night. It's 15 now for Emily Anderson. Bucks back the other way, 28-17. It's a 9-point lead now, or an 11-point lead, that is, for the Mavericks. Lundquist out on top with it to the right side for Shavey. Shavey looking, gets it to Weir in the corner. Weir back to Eastman. Eastman back over to Weir. Now Lundquist trying to penetrate, shoots up a shot at the buzzer of the shot clock. Had to shoot that one. It's no good. Rebound to the Mavericks. Into the front court now. It's Sanders. And a pass trying to get it into Carlson, almost stolen by Lundquist. Carlson has it right side. Back out on the wing. Shetler with it. Driving toward the lane, her pass across to Emily Anderson, stolen away by Weir. Weir on the breakaway shot, blocked at the other end by, that was Courtney Anderson, and it went off of her out of bounds, so the Bucks will keep possession and inbound from underneath. Inbounded on the left side for Weir to Eastman. She turns and shoots left side. That's short, no good. Rebound off for the Mavericks. And quickly up and a travel there. Courtney Anderson took an extra step on the drive there. Turnover number 7 on Martin County West. And the Bucks will have it. Lundquist brings it up inside for Eastman. Eastman to the right corner, three-point shot, no good. Air ball put up there by Shavey, but the putback is good by Jessica Moore, and she draws a foul on that play as well. Good putback for Jessica there. Sometimes an air ball is a good thing because it'll come right down into your teammate's hands, and it did that time. Maddie Carlson with the foul. And I think it was her. I'm not sure. They got something goofy up on the board there. She can't have four fouls already. I know that much. So the free throw was good by Jessica Moore. So she has 5 points in the game now. 28-20. Was on Shep. See, that was on, yeah, I don't know. What do we got going on here? They're putting up weird numbers in the old. So I don't know who got that last foul, but it is the first, and there's a shot underneath. Good. And that bucket was good by Anderson. 17 points for her now, and the Bucks turn it over at the other end. 8 turnovers. Blue Earth area on a bad pass there, and the Mavericks have it back. They're up by 10 now, 30-20. And it's tied up. Nope, they're going to call Eastman. I thought Eastman tied her up for a jump ball, but it's a foul. Eastman picks up her second and the first on Blue Earth area. That last foul, I think, was on, for the Mavericks, was on Sanders, her second. I think I got that figured out now. So, Mavericks inbound. Left side, Courtney Anderson. Pass in the lane. Shot in front by Sanders is off. No good. And it's a jump ball on the rebound. That'll belong to Blue Earth area. And it'll be inbounded to Lundquist. She'll bring it up. 15:06 to go in the game. 30-20, Mavericks up by 10. And an over and back there was knocked away from Lola, and she had her toes on the half court line. And it's called on an over and back. That'll be the ninth turnover on Blue Earth area. And so the Mavericks will inbound from the far sideline. On the left side, Sanders, they wheel it all the way around. Now inside. Oh, and Schultz gets a block on Emily Anderson, and the Bucks come down with it. Nice defense there by Elena Schultz, who checked in a bit ago. Bucks have it back. Weir on the right side. Bucks got to get the scoring going here. Eastman driving the baseline, trying to get underneath. Now gets it across to Schultz. Her shot blocked, and here come the Mavericks. Long pass ahead. Courtney Anderson lost it out of bounds. And it will belong to the Mavericks. I thought that went off of Courtney, but it's going to be Maverick ball. Inbounded right underneath to Emily Anderson. And she is fouled as she goes up with it. Two shots coming to her. And the foul. And the first free throw good by Anderson. There's some kind of weird numbers going up on the board here. Oh, it's on Schultz. Okay. That's her first. Second free throw good. And so Anderson hits them both. She's got 19 in the game now. Bucks have it back. Here's a three-pointer. Good by Eastman from the left wing. 10 points now for Myla Eastman, 32-23. Bucks trying to hang in there. They get it back to single digits, 14 minutes to go. Mavericks. Carlson drives the right baseline. Quickly back around. Shot up by Sanders. No good. Rebound Bucks. Lundquist brings it up. Right side for Weir. Weir to Eastman. Eastman off now to Lundquist. Lundquist pulls it back out near half court. Lundquist with it. Goes to the left wing for Weir. Weir drives to the baseline. Back out to Shavey. Now Lundquist, three-pointer. Good from the top by Lundquist. And that was a contested three. 11 now for Lola. 32-26. Bucks trying to get back in it. And Eastman with the steal. And she gets it ahead to Lundquist. Ball loose, but picked up by Weir. And the shot rims out on Emerson on that shot, and the Mavericks get it back. Could have been a big bucket there. There's a drive and a bucket in the lane for Courtney Anderson. 4 points for her and a timeout with 13:02 to go in the game. 34-26 Mavericks lead. Back in a moment.
The Tremont Town Center Market is the store built by the community. Their deli makes it easy to grab a meal on the go or to take home. The bakery has fresh baked goods for any special occasion. The meat department offers great options in every price range, and their fresh fruits and vegetables in the produce department will have you coming back for more. They also have 24-hour pay at the pump fuel service and a liquor store. They're open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thank you for shopping the Tremont Town Center Market.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
Bucks inbound after the timeout. Lundquist has it out on top. Tries to penetrate in. Shoots. Ooh, that shot went behind the backboard. She was in some traffic there. That goes out of bounds and will belong to the Mavericks. And Sanders will bring it into the front court. Gets it off left side. Courtney Anderson to the corner now to Shetler. In the lane, here's Emily Anderson, and Schultz blocks her again. Nice job by Elena Schultz again. And the Mavericks come away with it, though. Shot by Shetler in front, no good. And the Bucks clear it. Nice defense there by Blue Earth Area. Oh, and there's a pass by Lundquist that's picked off by Shetler in the lane. And it comes right back to the Mavericks. Emily Anderson out on top. Emily inside for Shetler. Back out Courtney Anderson to Emily. Back over to Courtney on the left wing. Courtney around to the top. Gets it off for Carlson. Carlson now. Emily Anderson in the lane at the feet of Courtney Anderson. And she has to pick it up and throw one up there that hit the side of the board. And the Bucks come down with it. And now a timeout, Blue Earth Area. 11:39 left to go in the game. The Mavericks lead 34-26. Back in a moment.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why auto owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask Mid Iowa Agency in Blue Earth if auto owners make sense for you.
Revocable Living Trust, Healthcare Directive, Power of Attorney. The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson work with these and other estate planning tools that can be used to benefit you. The attorneys are available to help you establish your estate planning priorities and then use the tools that will create and implement your estate plan. Contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
Back here in Tremont, 11:39 left to go in the game, 34-26, Martin County West leading Blue Earth Area. And the Bucks will inbound on the far sideline. Bucks were making a little bit of a run there, but then the Mavericks came back and extended the lead back up to 8. Their biggest lead has been 11, I believe, here in the game. Eastman has it for the Bucks now. She's trapped in the corner, dribbles out of it all the way across on the baseline, but now her pass back to the top is picked off by Emily Anderson. Anderson will drive all the way in and shoot from in front. It's no good. Got her own rebound and a putback and a foul. And Emily will go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. And that is a foul on, who was that? Foul is on, I believe it was Carol Schrader. The free throw good by Anderson, puts the Mavericks back up by 11. I believe that's been their biggest lead. Now Lundquist loses it. Anderson on the steal, takes it in, missed it, but the putback by Courtney Anderson, no good. And on the shot there, a foul called on Blue Earth Area. It's on Emerson Weir. Second on Weir. And the first free throw is good by Courtney Anderson. Emily Anderson having another good half here. 15, 17, 18, 19, 20, 22 now for Emily. Second free throw by Courtney Anderson is no good. And the rebound off for the Bucks. Eastman will try a three from the left wing. That's off, no good. Rebound Mavericks. Courtney Anderson on the dribble into the front court. And lost the handle on it, and Schrader comes up with the steal. Gets it ahead to Lundquist. Lundquist out on top. And they go right side for Schrader. Back to Eastman. To Lundquist. Lundquist. Right side now, three-point shot. Weir, just a little too much on it. Schultz there for an offensive rebound. Back out to Lundquist. Lundquist dribbling back around left side. Schultz with it, Lundquist with it all the way underneath. Now gets us to Schultz, and her shot no good. Maybe partially blocked. Mavericks on the rebound. And a three-pointer right wing put up by Emily Anderson. No good. Lundquist there for the rebound. And a whistle foul called on Sanders. Third on her and the second team foul. And the Bucks inbound near side. And Lundquist slowly into the front court. Off now to Schrader. Back to Lundquist. Long three-pointer is no good by Lundquist. And Schiltz is there for another offensive board. Elena's been doing pretty good on the boards inside. And her putback no good, but she's fouled on the play. And Schiltz will go to the line to shoot two. Foul was called on Carlson. That's her first. And the first free throw is good by Schiltz. Miley Eastman is coming off, and Schrader's coming in. She has a bloody nose. She got popped in the nose by Lundquist, accidentally going for that loose ball down on this other end. Schiltz's second free throw is on the way, and it's off no good. 38-27. Mavericks lead, 9:28 left to go. Woolheater's back in the game, drives right side, gets it off to Emily Anderson, no good on a shot, got her own rebound, gets it back out to Shetler for a shot, no good from near the free throw line, and Schiltz there for another board and draws the foul against Ida Roman, who's in there now for the Mavericks. First on her, fourth team foul. And the Bucks now will bring it up. Out on top with it. Lundquist around to the left side for Shavey. Now Lundquist. Lundquist at the point. Now over to the left side. Goes to Weir. Weir back to the right side to Lundquist. Three-pointer good from the right wing by Lola Lundquist. 14 for Lundquist in the game now. And the Mavericks back the other way. The Bucks have trimmed it down to single digits again, an 8-point lead. Left side, they get it inside to Anderson. Back out, Woolheater shot up is no good. Knocked out underneath off of Ida Roman. And it will belong to Blue Earth Area. And so the Bucks will inbound in the backcourt. Chance to trim the lead a little more. It's an 8-point lead for the Mavericks now with 8:15 left to go in the game. Lundquist brings it up, goes, well, slapped away from her out of bounds. It'll stay Blue Earth Area ball. And the Bucks inbound. Out on top. Lundquist with it over to Weir on the left wing. Back to Schrader now. Right side, Lundquist. Weir comes swinging through on the baseline, takes it in the right corner, reversed back around, knocked away by Emily Anderson, and a foul called on Shavey on the near sideline. Almost looked like she lost her balance there on her own a little, but the foul called, and the Mavericks will get the ball on the Buck turnover. Inbounded, Emily Anderson will bring it up. Goes to the left side. That is the third foul on Shavey. And now the Mavericks turn it over, trying to get it back out to the top. Lundquist has it. Back to Shavey. Drives in. Shot up. No good by Shavey. And the Mavericks run down the rebound. Right side off for Courtney Anderson. Now to the right baseline. Shot no good by Ida Roman, but the follow is good by, I believe that was Courtney Anderson. Yes, it was. Anderson Courtney gets the putback on that one. She's got seven. And now the Bucks took a timeout. 40-30. Mavericks lead by 10. 7:02 to go, and we're back in a moment.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware.
More at Ace Hardware in the Tremont Town Center is your full-service Ace Hardware store. They carry a full line of Valspar, Clark, and Kensington paints. Grilling season is here, and you'll find Weber and Traeger grills in stock. You'll also find a full supply of lawn and garden items, including Craftsman and Toro lawn equipment. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. More at Ace Hardware in the Tremont Town Center is a place with the helpful hardware folks.
Back here in Tremont, 7:02 left to go here in the game. Martin County West leading Blue Earth Area 40-30. And the Bucks did get it down to 8 at one point. That's about as close as we've gotten. As close as the Bucks have gotten here for a while. Now down by 10 again. We'll see what they can do on this possession. Lundquist out on top to Schrader right side. Now to Weir. Weir on the right wing. Over to Eastman. Three-pointer short from the right corner. And the rebound off for the Mavericks. Off to Courtney Anderson into the front court now for Sanders. Back around. That is Roman with it. Now down to the baseline. Shetler has it. Gets it off to Emily Anderson. Roman again on the right wing to Emily Anderson. Three-point shot. No good. And it went out of bounds off of Blue Earth Area. Mavericks will inbound from underneath. Ida Roman will put it in. And goes right underneath to Emily Anderson. Doesn't have a shot, though. Passes it off, now takes it back. Now she drives the baseline, kicks it out left side, Roman. Roman back over, gets it across the court to the other side. Shot put up by Shetler, no good. And it went off for the Mavericks underneath. That'll belong to Blue Earth Area. 6:03 now left to go. 10-point edge for the Mavericks. Lundquist will bring it up. Right side, Weir. Off to Eastman. Eastman on top, left side Lundquist. Lundquist drives the baseline, back to Eastman, three-pointer, good from the top by Myla Eastman. 13 for her now, and the Bucks pull within 7, 40-33. 5:36 left to go. Mavericks into the front court, right side Courtney Anderson. Anderson down to the baseline. Shetler has it now. Penetrates into the lane. Can't find anybody there. Back out. Three-point try. Roman is short. No good. And a foul on Roman going in for the rebound. That'll be her second. And the fifth on the Mavericks. Five fouls on Martin County West. Six on the Bucks. So one more to the bonus. And the Bucks have the ball back now. Lundquist will bring it up. She has it out on top. Lundquist looking, now dribbles left side off for Weir. Weir drives into the lane. Oh, had a beautiful look in front, but the shot bounces off the rim, no good. And on the rebound, a foul on Blue Earth Area. And Emerson Weir is going to get the foul on this one. That is her third. And the team seventh, so 1-1 coming for Emily and, or no, wait a minute, who's it going to be? Sanders, I believe. We go to the other end to shoot a 1-1. Sanders with 6 points here this evening. First free throw, short, no good. Oh, Emily Anderson got in there. They didn't get her boxed out, and she dribbles out and then spins back in and gets the bucket. And Anderson with the putback, 24 for her on the night. Bucks have it. That's a killer there because they missed the front end of the 1-1, but the Bucks couldn't get the rebound. Lundquist left side. Bounce pass underneath. Little reverse shot. Almost went in for Emerson Weir, and she's fouled on the play. She just kind of threw it up there because she knew she was fouled. And almost got it to go. Sanders with the foul. That's her fourth. So we're at the line shooting two, and the first one is no good. Emerson has not scored here tonight. And the second one on the way, good. So Weir has a point, and it's 42-34. Mavericks will bring it up. Courtney Anderson over to the left side for Sanders. Sanders back around. Courtney Anderson, right corner, dribbles through on the baseline, and her pass back to Sanders. Stolen by Schiltz, and then Sanders commits the foul. And again, good defense there by Elena Schiltz. And that is seven team fouls on the Mavericks now, so Schiltz is going to go to the line. On the fifth foul on Sanders, she fouls out of the game with 4:22 left to go. So here's Elena Schiltz at the line now. First free throw on the way, no good. Missed the front end of the one-and-one, rebound off for the Mavericks. Right side, Courtney Anderson. Oh, and a bounce pass in the lane, stolen by Myla Eastman. Eastman dribbles it all the way up, now leaves it for Lundquist. And they'll set the offense up. Lundquist has it, gets it in the lane to Eastman. She shoots from in front and just couldn't quite get it to go over the front of the rim. It's off, no good. Rebound off for the Mavericks. Emily Anderson up with it now. Left side, Roman. Roman trying to drive the baseline. Schiltz cuts her off there. Reversed back around. Emily Anderson drives in. And Anderson misses the shot. Back out left side. And the shot good by Carlson. A two-pointer. 3 points now for Carlson. And it is a 10-point lead again for the Mavericks. Lundquist out on top. Right side for Weir. Weir off to Schiltz. Schiltz gets it off to Lundquist. Three from the top is off, no good. Rebound grabbed by Roman in the corner. Emily Anderson will bring it up. 3 minutes left to go in the game. Right side, baseline drive there by Courtney Anderson. Is cut off. Back to Shetler. Bounce pass at the feet of Carlson, and the ball comes loose, tied up by Eastman. Possession arrow goes to the Mavericks. And so the Mavericks will inbound from underneath. Inbounded to Courtney Anderson. Ooh, pass to the top, almost stolen by Weir, but as she goes by, Shetler hits the shot. A two-pointer just inside, or just beyond the free throw line. Shetler with 6 points in the game. And the Bucks now have it inside. Shavey, they get it back out to Weir, and oh no, another three-pointer rims out on Emerson Weir, and the rebound to the Mavericks. Bucks just can't get one to go here in the crucial time of the game here with 2:18 left to go. Emily Anderson, left wing, will try a three. That one is no good. Saved by the Mavericks, and the putback good by Shetler again. 8 points now for Shetler. And the Bucks have it back. Lundquist drives up the left side of the lane. Back out on top, Schiltz to Weir. Weir penetrates to the corner right side. Schiltz has it, and timeout, Blue Earth area. 1:49 left to go in the game. Martin County West leads it 48-34. Back in a minute.
Don't let your engine slow you down. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they have the Senex Premium Lubricants you need to keep your operation running smoothly. Looking for storage solutions? They've got that too. With diverse bulk storage offerings, they can find something tailored for your needs. Plus, they'll deliver lubricants straight to your door. Don't miss the oil and grease sale now through February 28th. Save big on all oil, grease products, and bulk oil storage. Stop by one of the New Way K&H Cooperative locations today or visit them online at newway-kandh.com.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
Back here in Trimont, a minute 49 left to go in the game, and the Mavericks have extended to their largest lead of the game, up 48-34 now, a 14-point lead, and just trying to finish it out here against the Bucks, who have been kind of pesky and hanging around here for much of the game tonight. They had it down to 7 points here not so long ago. Yeah, the Bucks have it now. Lundqvist has it knocked away from her. Roman comes up with it. And the Mavericks have it. Around to the right side. Emily Anderson on the right wing. They'll take their time. They're in no hurry. Roman, left side. Almost stolen away by Lundqvist. And out of bounds off of Blue Earth area. Mavericks will inbound on the far sideline. Inbounded. On top, Courtney Anderson. Courtney, 13 seconds on the shot clock. Left side for Shetler. Now to Carlson underneath. Cutting through is Roman. Doesn't have a shot. Gets it out. And good. A two-pointer by Courtney Anderson from the left side. She's had a nice second half. Seven this half. Nine in the game now for Courtney. Three-pointer from way out by Lundqvist. Back the other way is off. No good. Under a minute to go now. And quickly back the other way, Courtney Anderson drives in, shot no good, and it went off of the Mavericks underneath. And Blue Earth area will get it with just 51.9 seconds left to go in the game. Lundqvist up with it. Now shoots a long three, it's off no good, it'll go out of bounds in the corner. And the Mavericks will get it again with 41 seconds left to go. And they inbound backcourt. Shetler on the dribble. We're watching her ahead to Emily Anderson. Emily back around to the top. Left side now for Carlson. The old handoff and lob look, but Carlson not open. Now Emily driving in, lost the handle on it. Bucks come away with it. Lundqvist will dribble right up the lane. Shot up, no good. Rebound at Mavericks. 10 seconds to go. Shetler will bring it across the line. Ahead to Emily Anderson. And she's going to hold it and dribble it out here as this game is over. And the final score, Martin County West with the 50-34 win over Blue Earth area. Not a good shooting night for the Bucks. Partially part of the problem here with tonight's game. 50-34, Mavericks with the win. And we'll be back to wrap it all up in a moment.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Welcome Oil Company of Welcome is your place to turn for bulk fuels and delivery. They carry farm oil and BP petroleum products, keeping engines and equipment running smoothly. Using advanced lubricant technology, these high-quality oils are formulated to meet or exceed the performance requirements of today's heavy-duty equipment. See Welcome Oil Company for fuel pumps, hoses, and hitchstock fuel carts. Call 507-728-8865. Welcome Oil Company of Welcome.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if auto owners make sense for you.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous, or 1,700 gallons of UAN, or 5 tons of urea. What if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need, now on seed from Pivot Bio.
In Wells, Minnesota, contact Colin Wagner at 507-525-3159.
Back here in Tremont to wrap things up, and the Bucks fall to Martin County West here tonight and get the dreaded 20th loss of the season in the process. 50-34, the final. Scoring tonight, the Mavericks led by Emily Anderson with 24 points. 9 for Courtney Anderson, 8 for Emily Shetler, 6 for Avery Sanders, and 3 for Maddie Carlson. No bench scoring for the Mavericks. All the scoring coming from their starting 5 for their total of 50. Blue Earth area led by Lola Lundquist with 14. Myla Eastman had 13. 5 for Jessica Moore. 1 for Emerson Weir. And off the bench, Elena Schultz had 1 point for the Bucks, total of 34. So the Bucks now 0-20 on the season. Martin County West goes to 19-4 with the win here tonight. In the B game tonight, Martin County West beat Blue Earth Area 30-12. And so the Bucks coming up with the two losses here in the B game and varsity here tonight. Again, 50-34, Martin County West with the win over Blue Earth Area. Thanks to Kim back at the station running our controls here tonight. I'm Randy Allen. Thanks for listening. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to girls basketball here on 98 Country. Tonight's game between Blue Earth Area and Martin County West has been brought to you by Bevcom, by Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing of Blue Earth, Jay's Shop of Blue Earth, Bank Midwest of Fairmont and Sherburn, East Chain LP Gas, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Wagner Seeds of Wells, Darling Ingredients of Blue Earth, Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited of Fairmont, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, Hy-Vee of Fairmont, New Way K&H Cooperative, United Hospital District, M&M Insurance of Mapleton and Wells, the Tremont Town Center Market, Greg Heine, your Pioneer Dealer of Delavan, the Mid-Iowa Agency of Blue Earth, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, Stateline Cooperative, Welcome Oil Company, and more an Ace Hardware of Tremont. Blue Earth Area versus Martin County West girls basketball has been a presentation of KBEW FM Sports.
Here we are. Wow.
Hey, I'm Miranda Lee.
Hey, y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
What's up, y'all? This is Florida Georgia Line.
Turn it up.
98 Country, Southern Minnesota, and Northern Iowa's hot country.
She was dressed to kill. I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown talk. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, "Give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet." She said, "Give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away." Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I
said where to, she said I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet.
Country. Hot country artists for two states, 24/7. Keep it here on 98.1 FM.
Trio Williams lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? And got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right. He said, I got what you need, son, as we sit down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You were sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You slid over there close at me, drove down to the lake road, watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Look, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. A little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You're still with me. We've made some memories. After all these years, there's one thing I found. Sunset good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. Little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's in.
listen for local play-by-play of area sports, including the Blue Earth Area Bucks, the United South Central Rebels, and more right here on 98 Country.
I got a souped-up ride and I really want to ride you around. And this time of night there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road to see how fast this thing will go. With that shoulder on the side looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood. Got like 700 horses under the hood. But I can't hold you at this high speed. And you look good in that side seat. While we making these tires green in this old car. Like a racetrack, well, we can turn the key and let the seas lay way back. Count the midnight windshield stars, watch the sunrise in my arms. If we don't go nowhere, girl, I wouldn't hate that. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood. Got like 700 horses under the hood. But I can't hold you at this high speed. And you look good in that side.
It's new from Tyler Hubbard. It's called Park. We've got more country music on the way. Now, Valentine's Day is a Friday night this year. If you're thinking about going out for a romantic dinner on Valentine's Day night, you may want to think about making those reservations earlier. Because Valentine's Day is always a tough day to get reservations or a seat at your favorite romantic place. Yeah, you may want to try a couple days earlier, okay? February 14th, Valentine's Day, Friday night.
Let's go in 3, 2, 1.
98 Country, broadcasting all along the Minnesota-Iowa border.
Girl, I've always loved you. All of a sudden it's changed. Blame it on time, the road or the ride. But it ain't the same. It's a different kind of feeling. Not the one I knew. From the sweet on your lips to how your hand and mind fits. Girl, I've always loved you. But I don't love you like I used to. This gets better every time you kiss me like. It's stronger the longer I'm with you. It's more than every single day before. Didn't know I could ever love you more than I did. But baby, I do. I don't love you like I used to. What we got ain't got no ending. Like a band of solid gold. Sweeter with time like strawberry wine. It gets as good as it gets old. And oh, we thought we knew what it meant way back then. Oh, but I can't.
love you like I used to. This gets better every time you kiss me like this. It's stronger the longer I'm with you.
Still got to prove that love was deep. dad did. Cause that band never felt a damn thing he didn't wanna feel. But I burned too many miles trying to ride out all the sadness. You can't outdraft pain someday, it's gonna take the wheel. Can't be alone, but don't wanna get close to anybody. But I'm afraid you'll walk away when the tears start running. And I hope not. These cowboys cry too. And I let them fall down in their hometown, thinking they still got to prove that we're not when he's only.
Kelsey Ballerini and Noah Kahan. It's called Cowboys Cry 2. Let's check some entertainment history for the 4th of February. When it comes to our favorite movies, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. It debuted on this day, 1994. Laces out, Dan. Laces out. Scream 3. It premiered the 4th of February, 2000. That's entertainment history.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Patayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick. Because the spice comes in at just the right moment.
Oh, no, no, no. A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold.
That's what really makes me happy. Are you going to eat all your fries?
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
98 Country Weather is brought to you by...
Has an accident or injury resulting in wage loss or medical bills caused chaos in your life? Front Lundquist & Gustafson attorneys are ready to help. For a no-obligation meeting, call Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Paul Frobley. And here's your 98 Country forecast. Lows level off around 9 above tonight under overcast skies. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 29 tomorrow. Chance for snow becoming mixed precipitation. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Slight chance for mixed precipitation. Lows dip down to about 17. Daytime highs approaching 32 Thursday under sunny skies. 25 Friday.
currently 9 above.
Oh, it's so big.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time, really.
When setting your digital radio dial, lock it on today's country and yesterday's favorites. 98.1 FM.
That hilltop place to park, gave us them girls that stole her hearts, gave us them books up on the wall, the way we live and the way we talk, gave us state that senior year, them country stores to buy that beer, a place to go nobody knows, where you take it in and you take it slow, like that river rolls, where that green grass grows, I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it, yeah, we should paint it. That the corn grows through, good water that can wash away our sins, good times and some damn good friends, whole lot of not too much to do, all the time in the world to do it, every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth and we never knew it, yeah we sure painted it up, tore down the Motu Lane roads, we either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes, it wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that. That river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. Oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down the Motu Lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too.
Sitting all alone over on the tailgate, 10 legs swinging by a Georgia plate. I was looking for her boyfriend, thinking no way she ain't got one. Soon as I sat down, I was falling in love, trying to pour a little sugar in her Dixie cup, talking over the speakers in the back of that truck. She jumped up and cut me off. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning me around till it faded out. And she gave me a kiss, and she said, one more time. But a little while later, we were sitting in the drive in my truck.